This month, we increased beef production a little bit in both 2014 and a little bit more in 2015 on increased carcass weights as cheap feed prices lead to producers to feed animals a little bit longer and to heavier weights.
But when it comes to pork,
we've actually seen animals lighten a bit coming to market, and we reduced a very small reduction in pork production in 2014 with a much bigger increase in production in 2015 this month than we anticipated last month. Part of this is from that latest hog and pigs report from NASS, which suggested increased farrowing intentions, which are those hogs which will be farrowed, and then that'll be the production which comes in 2015.
And Meyer says meat prices will remain strong.
For prices, steer prices largely unchanged this month, but still very high levels. That 2014 price of $152.91 per hundredweight, a record price, and then obviously we expect it to be exceeded the following year at over $155 per hundredweight. It's an industry, obviously, with long biological lags, which takes a bit of time in order for that sector to make some adjustments. However, on the hog side, we have no change in the 2014 estimate of $77.60 a hundredweight, but we reduced 2015 prices by $4.50 to $65.75 a hundredweight, based upon, in large part, that attention to farrow and increased supplies. And so far, a rebound in pigs per litter after the very serious impact of PEDV. Now, those pigs per litter remain uncertain as we enter cold weather and the virus potentially becomes a bigger problem.
Now, when it comes to milk production,
made a modest adjustment of 200 million pounds in production on slower output per cow. However, in the 2015 year, we increased it 300 million pounds. You've got cheaper feeds and a little bit of an expectation for an expansion in milk per cow based upon that cheaper feed that we see going forward.
But Meyer says prices have been lowered.
We're expecting decline across the board in those product price, cheese, butter, NFD, whey. We did make some modest increases for our 2014-15 estimates this month for cheese and butter. No changes in the out year, but we made some reductions in NFD prices, 2 cents lower in 2014 and 12 cents lower in 2015.
And Meyer also has the prices for Class 3 and Class 4 milk.
We increased Class 3 milk prices for 2014 by 20 cents and Class 4 milk prices a nickel. For the Class 3 prices, higher cheese prices pulling that price, that milk price higher. For the Class 4 price, those strong butter prices in the near term outweighing soft NFD prices. In the out year, however, for those Class 4 milk prices, we reduced them by $1.05 on that lower and non-fat dry milk price.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.